The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Tucked away in the rolling hills of rural New York, a small, unassuming farmhouse sits quietly among the trees. At first glance, it's the kind of place you might pass without a second thought, rustic, weathered by time, and surrounded by the serenity of nature. But to those who know its history, this house is anything but peaceful. For over half a century, it has been the center of stories that are as chilling as they are mysterious. This is the story of the Hinsdale House. The house was built in the mid-1800s, though its exact origins have become lost to time. It stood for decades, home to generations of families who lived simple, quiet lives, seemingly untouched by the unusual forces that would one day take root there. For the longest time, there were no whispers of the supernatural, no signs of the dark energy that now seems to cling to its walls. But that all changed in the early 1970s. In 1973, the Dandy family moved into the Hinsdale House, hoping to escape the chaos of the city and find a peaceful life in the country. The family consisted of Phil and Clara Dandy and their four children. For them, this house, nestled in the solitude of the woods, seemed like the perfect place to start fresh. Little did they know, they were walking into something far darker than they could ever have imagined. At first it was the little things, knocking sounds from empty rooms, objects that seemed to disappear and reappear in different places, unseen footsteps echoing through the house at night. But as time went on, these small disturbances became harder to ignore. The Dandies began hearing voices, faint at first, like whispers carried by the wind, but they grew louder and more insistent. The voices seemed to come from nowhere and everywhere all at once. One night, as Clara lay in bed, she heard the unmistakable sound of chanting, low, rhythmic, and ominous. It was unlike anything she had ever heard before. Her husband, Phil, dismissed it as her imagination, a trick of the mind brought on by exhaustion. But Clara knew what she had heard, and soon she wouldn't be the only one experiencing these unexplainable phenomena. As the weeks turned into months, the house's energy became impossible to ignore. The family began to see apparitions, shadowy figures that would dart past doorways or appear at the end of the hall. There was one in particular that seemed to haunt them the most, a woman in white. She would stand in the woods, just beyond the tree line, staring at the house from a distance. She never approached, but she never left. Her presence was constant, unnerving. The children began experiencing nightmares, vivid, terrifying dreams of faceless figures standing over them as they slept. Their beds would shake violently in the middle of the night, and they often woke up with scratches and bruises that had no explanation. Something was in the house with them, something that wasn't just content to watch. It wanted to make itself known. Desperate for answers, the Dandy family called in help. Paranormal investigators were intrigued by the reports coming from the house, and they arrived with cameras and recorders, hoping to capture evidence of the supernatural. What they found would only deepen the mystery. During one investigation, an audio recorder captured a voice that none of the investigators could explain. The voice was clear, distinct, and unsettling. It simply said, "Get out." And that was only the beginning. The investigators reported feeling overwhelming sensations of dread, as if the very air inside the house had thickened with a malevolent presence. Equipment malfunctioned inexplicably. Cameras would stop working the moment they were pointed toward areas of interest, and batteries would drain within minutes as if the house itself was feeding off the energy. The investigators also noted cold spots, areas of the house where the temperature would drop dramatically despite the warmth of the summer months. And there were the noises, the constant banging, the whispers, the chanting. No matter how hard they tried to explain it, the phenomena simply defied logic. As word spread of the haunting, the case attracted the attention of Father Alphonsus Trebold, a priest from St. Bonaventure University. Known for his involvement in exorcisms, Father Trebold agreed to visit the house and assess whether something more sinister was at work. What he encountered would stay with him for the rest of his life. Upon entering the house, Father Trebold immediately felt a heavy, oppressive presence. It was as if something unseen was watching him, studying him. He conducted a blessing of the home. But as he moved through the rooms, the atmosphere grew darker. He later described the feeling as being in the presence of pure evil. Father Trebold returned to the house several times in the following weeks, attempting to cleanse it of whatever had taken hold there. Each time, the activity seemed to subside briefly, only to return with greater intensity. Objects would fly across the room in front of him, and he witnessed firsthand the strange behavior that had plagued the family for months. But despite his efforts, the house remained steeped in darkness. In one final attempt to rid the house of its malevolent energy, Father Trebold performed an exorcism. It was a ritual he had done many times before, but this one was different. As he prayed, strange voices filled the room, disembodied and chilling. The air grew thick, and a palpable sense of danger filled the space. It was as if the house itself was fighting back. The exorcism concluded, and for a short time the house fell silent. The family felt a sense of relief they hadn't known in months, but it didn't last. Within days, the haunting resumed, and this time, it was worse than ever. The Dandies had no choice but to leave. Whatever had taken root in the Hinsdale house wasn't going to let them live in peace. Even after the family moved out, the house continued to be the site of strange and terrifying occurrences. Over the years, its reputation as a haunted location only grew. Paranormal investigators, thrill seekers, and curious visitors would come, hoping to experience the unexplained for themselves. Many left with stories of their own, of shadowy figures, mysterious lights, and an overwhelming sense of being watched. One visitor reported seeing the woman in white standing at the edge of the woods, just as the Dandy family had decades before. Another claimed to have been scratched by an unseen hand while walking through the living room. Cold spots, disembodied voices, and inexplicable noises continued to plague the house, even as it sat empty for years. Today, the Hinsdale House is owned by Daniel Clays, a paranormal investigator who has made it his mission to uncover the truth behind the hauntings. Clays offers tours of the property, allowing others to step inside and experience the strange energy that has gripped the house for so long. For some, it's an opportunity to explore the unknown. For others, it's a chance to confront the darkness that lies within. Even now, the house remains an enigma. Despite countless investigations, exorcisms, and attempts to explain the phenomena, no one can say for certain what is happening inside its walls. Is it the spirits of those long gone? The remnants of violent history? Or something far more sinister? Something demonic? Whatever the answer, one thing is certain. The Hinsdale House continues to be a place where the boundary between the living and the dead is thin. Those who enter do so at their own risk. For in the stillness of the night, when the wind whispers through the trees and the shadows stretch long across the floor, something watches. Something waits. And perhaps it's been waiting all along. For those who have dared to cross the threshold of the Hinsdale House, many claim the building has a life of its own, alive with the echoes of a time long forgotten, and something far darker lurking just beneath the surface. There are those who've described feeling an immediate shift in the atmosphere the moment they step inside. The house is not just haunted, they say. It's something more. It's not the kind of place that simply holds spirits. It's a place that seems to breathe, to pulse with energy that is as ancient as it is unknowable. Many who have spent the night within its walls have reported disturbing encounters. It's often the quiet moments, the eerie stillness between footsteps, the silence that hangs just a little too heavy, that spark the most fear. The apparitions are startling, yes, but it's the unseen presence, the feeling that something watches from the corner of your eye, just out of reach, that chills you to the bone. One paranormal investigator whose experience was documented during a late-night visit described a creeping sensation of dread that spread through her body the moment she entered the master bedroom. She recalled feeling an unnatural coldness that seemed to wrap itself around her like icy fingers. The air, she said, became so thick that it was difficult to breathe. And as she attempted to leave the room, she felt as though something was blocking her path. Something unseen, but undeniably there. And then there are the voices. So many who have walked the halls of the Hinsdale House speak of hearing things that can't be explained. Low murmurs, distant conversations, and more chilling still, voices that seem to be calling them by name. There's a story of one investigator who came face to face with something that left a lasting impression. He had been setting up recording equipment in the living room, hoping to capture some of the house's infamous auditory phenomena when he heard it. A soft, almost inaudible whisper. At first, he brushed it off as interference or the wind. But then it happened again. This time clearer, more insistent. It was a voice, a woman's voice. It called his name. He froze, looking around the room. No one was there. He was alone, or so he thought. But as the voice repeated his name, he realized with mounting horror that it was coming from directly behind him. Slowly, he turned, expecting to find someone or something standing there. But there was nothing. Only the lingering sensation of having been watched, of having been singled out by something he couldn't see. The voice was later captured on his recorder, clear as day. "Leave," it whispered. "Leave now." The investigators did leave that night, but the recording served as a stark reminder that whatever resides in the Hinsdale House is very much aware of those who enter. It watches, it listens, and sometimes it speaks. The property surrounding the house is no less haunted. Many visitors report strange occurrences near the tree line, particularly in the area where the woman in white has been seen. The woods themselves seem to harbor a dark energy, an oppressive feeling that intensifies the closer you get. People have reported hearing footsteps crunching through the leaves, only to find no one there. Others have described the unnerving feeling of being followed, with branches snapping and twigs breaking as if something, or someone, is moving just out of sight. The Dandy family had experienced this firsthand. Clara Dandy herself recounted the overwhelming sense of dread she felt whenever she walked near the woods. She had seen the woman in white on several occasions, always standing just at the edge of the trees, her pale figure barely visible through the mist that often blanketed the area. Clara had never dared approach the figure, but she could feel its eyes on her, watching, waiting. And then there's the incident with the strange lights. On more than one occasion, both the Dandy family and later visitors described seeing inexplicable orbs of light floating through the trees at night. These weren't the distant flickers of fireflies or the reflections of passing cars. No, these lights were different. They seemed to move with purpose, as though guided by an unseen hand, darting between the trees and vanishing just as quickly as they appeared. One night after seeing the lights again, Phil Dandy ventured into the woods with a flashlight, determined to get to the bottom of what was happening. As he moved deeper into the trees, the light seemed to draw farther away, leading him deeper and deeper into the forest. It wasn't until he reached a small clearing that the lights vanished altogether, leaving him in total darkness. The air grew cold, unnaturally cold. And Phil could feel something, a presence, looming around him. He would later describe the sensation as being watched by 1,000 unseen eyes, all fixated on him, waiting. It was then that he heard it, a low growl, deep and guttural, coming from somewhere in the trees. Phil turned and ran, his heart pounding in his chest as the growl followed him all the way back to the house. To this day, no one has been able to explain what caused the lights or what it was that chased Phil Dandy out of the woods that night. But the stories have continued, with many visitors reporting similar experiences. Strange lights, shadowy figures, and the undeniable sense of being watched by something they can't see. For decades, the Hinsdale House has defied explanation. Scientists, skeptics, and paranormal experts alike have all tried to uncover the source of the strange phenomena. But the house seems to guard its secrets well. Some believe that the property's history is to blame, that the land itself is cursed, or that dark rituals once performed there left behind a malevolent presence. Others think that the house is a portal, a gateway between our world and something far darker. A place where the veil between the living and the dead is thin. Daniel Clace, the current owner, has dedicated much of his life to understanding the house's mysteries. He has invited countless paranormal teams to investigate, and the evidence they've gathered has only deepened the mystery. Photos of shadowy figures, recordings of disembodied voices and unexplained physical phenomena continue to emerge from those who visit. Clace himself has experienced things that defy explanation. He has spoken of the eerie quiet that often precedes a paranormal event, the way the air seems to still as if the house is holding its breath, waiting. He has felt cold hands on his back when no one was near and heard footsteps echo through empty hallways. Yet, despite all of this, he remains committed to uncovering the truth, even as the house resists his efforts at every turn. In the end, the Hinsdale House remains a mystery, a place where the past lingers just beyond the present, and where the boundary between the natural and the supernatural is blurred. It is a place where the living come face to face with the unknown, where fear and fascination intertwine. And for those who enter, the house offers no guarantees. only the promise of an experience they will never forget. The Hinsdale House may look like just another farmhouse in the countryside, but those who've been inside know better. The walls hold stories, stories that refuse to be forgotten, stories of darkness and fear. And though the Dandy family has long since moved on, the house's presence remains as strong as ever, a silent waiting force just beyond the reach of understanding. Perhaps it always will be.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No